Welcome to the MetPro Method Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today I'm joined by MetPro client Debbie Manning. We're going to be hearing all about Debbie's MetPro journey. Debbie, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. I would like to start with a little bit of background. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to find MetPro?
Sure. So I had turned 60. And I'm a mom and a nurse, and I have two adult children and a grandson. And I had looked into MetPro several years ago, and at the time, I just really wasn't ready to take that step and that big commitment I felt it was going to be. And I recently had decided with my age, metabolism, menopause, my work schedule. I live out of hotels and airports, and I decided to take that leap of faith, and I called MetPro, and I started that journey.
Okay. So when you called MetPro, you were talking to them. What made you feel like it would be a good fit?
I think I was at a point in my life where I just was working out nonstop. I run half marathons, and that scale wasn't tipping at all. And I just was really frustrated, and I knew I needed help. And just talking to MetPro, it just fit my life, and I knew you could help me.
Okay. And was this the first time that you had worked with a coach?
Yeah.
And what was that like versus what you expected it to be like?
It was actually beyond my expectations. I thought, you know, reaching out to a coach, but knowing that if I'm somewhere, I can send my hotel location and sending a restaurant that I knew I was going to. I mean, I knew to plan a little bit ahead, and that helped also. So when I went in there, I kind of already had the mindset of what I was going to eat, what I needed to take to travel with. It's just been an incredible journey.
That's fantastic. I love hearing that. I'm curious what you feel like you've had to personally change the most.
For me, it was really, I realized I wasn't eating enough protein, making sure I add in those snacks. So I travel everywhere with almonds and an apple because they're easy to take with you. But I constantly make sure even, you know, I put apples, a bag of apples in my suitcase when I travel. But it just, that was the biggest adjustment for me, is realizing A, I wasn't eating enough protein. And B, just making sure to keep that sugar stabilized throughout the day. You really do need those snacks.
Yeah, it's true. It's a huge difference between having three meals a day and getting those snacks in, because you're able to keep that blood sugar stabilized throughout the day. Did you notice a difference in your energy when you started having those snacks?
Oh, definitely. I didn't feel that dip, that afternoon dip. For me, it was always around 3 o'clock. I felt that dip. And of course, I'm grabbing all the wrong things, not the right things, so to try to fuel my body. So for me, learning, you know, the almonds were great, or having some peanut butter and an apple, and just knowing. And what was great is going in the app and being able to customize your snack and customize your meals. You know, you give suggestions, but also you can customize everything, which is really nice too.
Absolutely, it is. I'm curious, with running half marathons, obviously running takes a tremendous amount of energy, and it also is different than people might assume it is when you hear things like, well, you get to bulk up before your race. So I'm curious if you have changed anything when it comes to how you fuel your workouts.
So, yeah. So with running, it's been interesting. So being on the plane, getting close, working with the coaches has also been really helpful, because as I get close to race day, for instance, it's nice that we change things a little bit, add in that extra protein, and also learning what to drink before. So I'm now drawing a blank, but those little tablets that were recommended have been awesome. So I try to drink one for hydration. So I try to drink one before, one after. And knowing which hydration is better for you, and I know some people, it's very individualized, but going through this process, it's really helped. And knowing that I really don't need all that much extra food. It's just really eating the protein, sticking to your plan. But I've learned that before I was really eating way too much before the race versus just keeping it, you know, that steady pace and fueling your body the way you always have been. And maybe just add a little bit extra protein, but not much more.
Does it happen to be the noon tablets?
That's it. Yes. Yes.
No, I do that all the time. I'm also curious if you've kind of changed when you talk about that now you feel like you were eating too much before races and you don't eat as much just before. Does it have an impact on how you feel through your run?
Definitely. I mean, I feel great. I mean, my running now has been incredible. I'm actually shaving some time off my times when I cross that finish line and just overall feel just so much better. I've never felt this good in my entire life.
That's so incredible. Tell me more about that, though. Like, if you have any statistics that you might know of off the top of your head, for example, what kind of times were you getting before and what kind of times are you getting now?
As far as race times, I am getting old. It's so funny. Every time I cross that finish, like before I cross the finish line, my family teases me because I always say, this is it. This is it. I'm not going to do anymore. And then I cross the finish line and I'm like, oh, I'm not done. I'm going to keep going. But just knowing how good I feel. I mean, I've already signed up for, gosh, two more to do this year. And I just love it and just love how I feel. And as far as times, I do Disney races. Mm-hmm. So depending where you get placed, I try to go in there with the attitude of having fun. And then, you know, when I do have that opportunity to try to kick it up a little bit, I kick it up and keep going. But I have really noticed the last two races specifically, when I do get towards the finish line, before I used to be really tired and I used to really have to dig deep down to get over that line. And this time I realized that, hey, I'm at mile 13 and I still have some energy. So that's like the biggest piece for me, is knowing that when I do get to that 13th mile, before it used to be around mile 9 and 10, I was already starting to struggle. Now it's, you know, getting closer to 13, but then I have in my mind, like, I'm at 13, I'm crossing that finish line.
It makes it a lot easier when it feels like when you get to 13, you're like, okay, I just have to cross the finish line at this point versus, oh boy, I'm at mile 10 and I still have a long way to go.
Exactly.
So what about the results of what, like when you first started with MetPro, it sounded like one of your goals was to lose weight. Have you been able to lose weight through this process? And what has that looked like?
Well, I totally have lost weight and I feel great. My weight, I've lost about 30 pounds.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
And it's been amazing. And like I said, I've just never felt so good in my entire life. And just knowing what to eat now and how to eat and just really, it's just been amazing. I'm going to be really sad when I go to leave.
You don't have to leave. It's okay. You can stay. I know that it's also, there's like this feeling of when it is time to leave, although it can be sad, it's also very empowering that like, I've learned all these things. I know how to do all these things for myself. And that's very empowering and exciting. Yeah. Feeling. Yeah. What do you feel like you might have struggled with during this process?
The only times I want to say I struggle sometimes is when we, the beginning, you know, was just learning it, right? The beginning sure. was documenting, getting used to the app, getting used to building meals. And I go to Disney a lot. So it's fun. I'm so excited because they have these huge pickles. And I'm like, pickles are free. So everybody's standing in line eating the junk. And I'm eating this huge pickle. And I feel good about it. Like, I'm like, this is fun. So it's really just knowing that for me, it was taking care of myself. And that was so important for me to really grasp my life, grasp my health. I'm still running around through airports. I'm still staying at hotels, but just knowing that relief of planning where I'm going to eat, knowing what I'm going to eat. Sometimes, you know, I'm in a situation where I got to eat where I'm at. So I'm going to a conference, for instance, this week in Chicago. I have no clue what's going to be put in front of me. But at least I now know what to choose and what not to choose. So that's kind of where I am. And it's just been, I mean, overall, the whole program, just having the, it's like a concierge. I mean, I just want to say it's a concierge level of just getting your health back on track And knowing that, you know, I think as women, we think, okay, you know, we're aging, our metabolism's changing. And it's really funny how I meet women and still today they're like, oh, you know, I'm just eating 2 meals a day. And I'm like, well, you know, you should add in some almonds. And I try to make suggestions and the looks they give me. And I'm like, I wish I could walk in an airport and hand everybody a MetPro card and say, you know, I was you. And, you know, I took this step and I feel so good. And attending conferences and people walking up to me and saying, oh my God, like I didn't even recognize you. It's just such a good feeling. But deep inside, knowing that I have lost this weight, I'm still working out like crazy and feeling better, like I said, than I've ever felt in my entire life.
You do a lot. You know, I talk with a lot of different clients that really struggle with the travel aspect of the planning, of thinking ahead about where they're going to eat. And you mentioned something I find so interesting because I hear this a lot that like, I have no idea what I'm going to be eating because you don't have a lot of control when you're traveling for work. But I feel like this is something you've really mastered. And so in that moment, when you're sitting there and people are like, okay, we're all ordering or we're all going here, how do you handle that? How do you like quickly decide what to eat without feeling like overwhelmed?
So if something's put in front of me and this is my only option for the evening, you know, I will maybe just eat a little bit of whatever they're having, right? I don't need to A, eat it all. And B, I mean, obviously I go more for the vegetables and hope somebody's going to order some type of a fish or something that I could have. So I try to either just stick with the protein and then obviously look for those vegetables. And if neither one of them are the options, then you know what? It's just one of those days and it's okay. And you just eat a little bit of what's in front of you. And like I said, I always have almonds. So in my mind, I'm like, you know what? Eat a little bit when you get back to your room. If you're still hungry, have a little almonds and an apple before you go to bed. And that's just going to, I don't want to go to bed hungry, but I also don't want to eat a bunch of crap that's put in front of me. So I just want to, you know, so in my mind, I'm like, I always have an apple and almonds in the room. So, hey, eat a little bit of what's in front of you and it'll be okay.
Wow. That's really great advice. I feel like you have had a really great journey. You've lost weight. You've gotten faster with your speed. You feel better than you've ever felt before. Is there anything that we have not touched on today that you want to make sure people know about MetPro, about your specific journey, anything at all?
I just think MetPro is a way to go. I really do. I mean, just knowing that, I can't tell you how many times I've been in a situation where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm walking in this restaurant and I'm kind of in the beginning, I was in very panic mode, like, what the heck am I going to eat? So, and as quick as I send the picture or menu, the response has been incredible. Just getting back in touch with me, letting me know what I could have, some options. And I really felt the coaches got to know you and got to know what you like, what type of food you like and how they can help you and push you a little. So, I mean, it's been great to be pushed because, you know, that's also why you have a coach. You want to be pushed a little bit. So I think it's been really, really an incredible journey. And just knowing you can ask any questions whatsoever. I mean, I've been sent all kinds of, just like those noon tablets. I never even knew about them. So knowing that that's a better option for me than having like those IV fluids, because that's what I was going to have instead. And how much better those noon tablets really helped me. And to tell you the truth, my family, I have to hide them now because they take them on me and they have to have them stop stealing on me. So, you know, and for me too, it was teaching my daughters that I don't care what age you are, you can still take care of yourself. And I wanted to show them that I could still advocate for myself and still eat healthy. And my other daughter also started, you know, eating healthy like me. And she also had joined MetPro. And I just had another friend recently join MetPro. So I'm trying to spread the word, but it's, I feel it's just really been beyond my expectations.
Well, Debbie, thank you. This is incredible. And congratulations on all of your success. And thank you for sharing your story. Before we let you go today, would you like to share where you are perhaps on social media if people have questions and they want to reach out to you?
Sure. I am on Instagram, Facebook. So yeah. So just look up Debbie Manning and you'll see pictures of my two daughters and and everything. But yeah, so I just really hope, you know, you really love the journey as well. It's very, very incredible to really take care of your body.
Well said. Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect from the show. You can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I'll be back in a few weeks with another episode. Until then, remember, consistency is key.